Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
I'm sold out.
Glory be to the living God. Mandire boshin andara makari andara boshin andara mandus. Piandire.
Turn your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
Vula kuma Hebrew 12.
Verse 1 and verse 2.
Parabashun tana mandus and the candles. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Are we there? Yes, sir.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. As for us, we have this large crowd of witnesses around us. So then, let us rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way and the sin which holds us to us so tightly. Let us run with the determination the race that lies before us. Verse 2. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from the beginning to end. He did not give up because of the cross. On the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for him, he thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross, and he is now seated at the right-hand side of God's throne.
Hallelujah. Can you read it for me one more time?
From verse 1. As for us, we have this large crowd of witnesses round us. So then, let us rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way, and of the sin which holds us so tightly. Let us run with determination the race that lies before us. Verse 2. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. He did not give up because of the cross. On the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for him, he thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross, and he is now seated at the right-hand side of God's throne.
Amen. Put your hands together for the word of God.
So powerful.
Hallelujah. All right. In the same theme of how to successfully navigate hard times or difficult times, many people crack, fall apart when times are hard. Are you listening to what I'm saying? This whole life, as I explained to you, is a series of problems. Problem after problem after problem after problem. So our duty in life is just to solve the problem and move to the next. And solve and move to the next. Kanjalo kanjalo. Are you here? You've gone home already. One thing that you have to realize or come to terms with is that problems are inevitable. They will come. No matter how spiritual you are, no matter who your name is, no matter who your father is, you will encounter problems. And people who are successful in life are the people who know how to deal with problems. I explained before, you can't just call yourself the number one boxer in the world. Before you can be called the number one boxer, you have to beat many other boxers. And eventually beat the current number one. Then you would have earned to be the number one boxer. So in life, even if you want to move to higher levels, the test is problems. Hello?
Amen.
The test is what?
Is vivinyo yini?
Is problems.
Inkinga.
Haven't you noticed when you go to job interview? You who are sitting here. You always say that I work well under pressure.
But basebenza kanzima.
In your CV, is it not there?
CV yakho.
Is that how you write it? I work.
Ubhala kanjani?
I'm a hard worker.
Uthi usebenza kanzima.
I can work under pressure.
Uthi ngasebenza ngisho kunzima.
Under pressure means problems they don't take me down.
Inkinga kusho ukuthi wena uwi.
No matter how many issues there are, I can still work.
Ngizakalani kodwa ngizoqhubeka ngisebenze.
I suspect some of you in your CV it's not there. You are not saying amen properly. Can I hear an
amen?
Why do you put that in your CV? Because the people who are hiring you, they know that there is pressure where they are calling you to come and work. And they need people who can handle pressure. There are problems where they are calling you to work. And they need problem solvers. Not someone when they have an issue, they run away. Are you listening to me, somebody? So that's life. Until you understand this and accept it, you will not rise. You will not. Problems are the stepping stones to higher heights. Remember what God said to Satan. He said, have you seen my servant Job? To cut the long story short, God set up Job for problems. Satan said, that guy, he loves you because he doesn't have problems. Everything in his life is working well. God said, okay. Give him problems. Let's see. Oh, and never give Satan a chance. He will give you real problems. But by the end of it all, the Bible says God doubled everything that Job had. So his problems were a stepping stone to another level. You don't like my message. Can I hear a louder amen? Yeah. Some of you parents, you spoil your children too much.
Amen.
Maybe here is better. Some parents spoil their children too much. And when you spoil your children too much, you are hurting them. Because you are not preparing them for life. The day problems come, they will not know how to handle them. I was talking to somebody recently, and I was telling the person that in marriage, imagine the pulpit is the door. Okay? and behind here is outside. You can't be in marriage with your hand on the door. One problem,
small problem, I'm leaving.
What type of relationship is that? Where your hand is at the door. So your spouse or whoever you are in a relationship with, it's like he's walking on eggs. He's afraid to say anything. He's afraid to make any mistake because your hand is on the door. And that's how people live. As a pastor running a church, one of the things that God's people always like to threaten me with is I will leave the church. So sometimes you are doing something wrong, but I'm afraid to tell you because your hand is on the door. You don't
like me this side, eh?
The amens here are not so nice. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So I can't father you nicely. I can't shepherd you nicely. I can't tell you the truth that you need. Because the way you are doing things is like one mistake, Pastor, I'm gone. So sometimes I have to allow you to continue in your mistakes so that life will beat you. And then you come back humbled. Then I say, oh, okay, this is the lesson here. But if I was not afraid to tell you, I could prevent you from having to experience the hard times. But my relationship with you is that my hand is on the door. One mistake, I'm gone. The way you are not saying amen, you are suspicious. Are you the one I'm talking about? So, for you to be able to successfully navigate difficult times, we have to learn from Jesus. The Bible says that, read for me verse 2 quickly.
Verse 2, it says, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. He did not give up because of the cross.
He did not give up because of the cross.
On the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for him.
So Jesus, when he was going through problems, which is the cross, the Bible says that he did not put focus or attention on the cross, but his focus was on the joy that was following the cross. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Every problem has joy at the end of it. You're not listening to me. Every problem has joy at the end of it. Every problem there's joy at the end of it. So for you to be able to handle hard times, handle difficulties, keep your eye on the joy that is coming. And don't focus on the cross that you are experiencing currently. Because if you put your eye on the cross, in fact, what will actually happen, as you see the cross coming, you will take another direction. Not knowing that that cross is bringing joy. So you have to undergo the cross You have to feel the pain. You have to go through the difficulty. But keeping your eye on the joy.
Put your
hands together well for the Lord. Mantake, so many young children drop out of school. You just grade 10, say yeah.
Grade 10, she's leaving.
Grade 11, leaving school.
We have a school.
Matric.
Kwa matric.
They are not finishing.
Agau grade.
Why?
Ingan.
It's difficult. Recently, someone said, "My teacher doesn't like me."
Oh, munye watu teacher wakhe nakamthandi.
When I heard, I said, I also went to school and there are many teachers who didn't like me.
Nama ngizwa ngithe kade ngiyesikoleni bebengangithandi nje.
But we have to go through it.
Kodwa kumele uhambe khona.
Because life without matric is different to life with matric.
Ngoba impilo mangenawo matric inzima.
Life with education is different to life without education.
Impilo engenamfundo.
But you see, people are not looking at the joy that comes when you finish. This is a message that it looks like you don't like. What I have learned in life is that you have to try to see the reward that you are going for. Because if you focus on the problem, the problem will look 3 times, 4 times, 5 times more difficult. So as you keep on looking at where you are going, it somehow gives you strength that it's okay as long as I. Some of you don't like where you work. But you are at the end of the month. It's keeping you alive that at least at the end of the month. If your boss will not pay you,
my boss yakhe ngakhokhelanga,
angeke aphinde akubone.
He won't see you again.
So we have to learn this thing. And a life without vision is the poorest life. It's a hopeless life. You have to have a vision for yourself. Because it's that vision that keeps you alive. See, many people are just living. The wind blows this way, they are going this way. The wind goes that way, they are going that way. There's nowhere where it's like, that's where I want to go. And that's why many people like that, they don't make it very far in life. Because year after year goes and it seems like they are not going anywhere. Because there's no particular place that you are seeing, that you are going towards, that you are chasing. So when storms of life hit you, it becomes too much for you. Because there's no joy that you are seeing in front of you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Now, read verse 2 again for me.
Verse 2.
Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
He did not give up because of the cross. On the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for him, he thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross.
He thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross. In my version in King James, it says despising the shame. Now in Easter I preached a message about suffering. And I told you that there's three types of suffering. Do you remember? And one of them, I told you, it is suffering because you choose to follow Jesus. In life, when you want to go somewhere, when you want to achieve, when you want to succeed, are you understanding? You will go through the road of problems. And sometimes, the problems are shameful. I give you an example. My examples are real life examples, okay? I'm not preaching about anybody, I'm begging you. I'm just trying to help. Here's a young person. He enters school life. Yeah, I understand him. Going through school. And, for example, meets friends. Becomes confused. Starts doing wrong things. Lose focus of the fact that I have to finish school. And friends become God. The friends lead him or her to, let's leave school, let's do something else. One of the things I notice with young people is that they like, you know, music, entertainment. Yo, man, you'll see them. They become niggas and all these types of things. You see them on Facebook, you see them walking. And then they tell themselves that, you know, school is wasting my time. I want to follow my rapping and what do you call? Not realizing that few people make it there. Very few. And even those who make it. Can you borrow him another mic quickly? And even those who make it. Very few make it for a long time. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm sure you know some entertainer. They became famous. But today they don't have nothing. Have you heard of things like that? So you see a young man following that wind. And then later in life, when he realizes that, hey, I've got nothing now. Looks around, the friends that he was following have disappeared. I'm not preaching against
Don't
anybody.
Don't be angry for me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going somewhere. Now for that young man, when he realizes that, wow, I followed a wrong wind. And my life is now a disaster. For that young man to, how can I say, resurrect his life again. His future and his destiny. That person will have to suffer shame. Let's say, for example, he decides, I'm going to finish my matric. You'll be sitting in a class, and everybody else is young boys and girls. It's shameful. But you see, the Bible says Jesus despised the shame. He looked down on it. He disregarded it. I'm not going to look at the shame. And he endured the cross. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That's how shame comes, and that's how you have to overcome it. By ignoring it. When you come to someone the age of your child, let me see,
how can you do this?
Maths problem.
Inking, mathematics.
You have to humble yourself. Throw away the shame. Think of the I want to finish my matric. When I finish my matric, I want to do this, I want to do that. That's all you have to look at. Because if you focus on the shame, you will stay in your position forever.
Amen.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? So that's how life is.
Impilo injalo.
Many of us make mistakes.
Abanye bethu abaningi benza amaphutha.
Because we are young.
Ngoba bancane.
One of the things about youth is mistakes.
Ezinye izinto ngabasha amaphutha.
There's a scripture that I like in the book of Proverbs.
Kunezwe ngilithandayo lapha kwiZaga.
Where it talks that you have to go buy wisdom.
Lithi kumele uyothenga ukuhlakanipha.
Knowledge.
Ulwazi.
And then it says something that's very interesting to me.
It says you
must buy instruction.
Instruction.
I don't know how to.
Instruction.
Hallelujah. That's amazing to me. Because the Bible values wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and instruction the same level. Can I have some two young people? My brother, do you mind if I make an example? Come, Linda, come.
Sondela.
Please put your hands together for them.
Mishabenisa.
Just stand here. Just stand next to each other and just face the congregation. You see two young men like this. You understand? At a young age, you see, wisdom comes with time. Most of the time at a young age, you are not wise. Your friend says, hey, try this one. Try. You don't have the wisdom to say,
I don't do this.
You just.
We are talking. We are keep.
Hello.
Amen.
So, but sometimes. You'll find that in one of these people's lives. They have maybe a parent.
Unabazal.
A sister.
No sis.
An uncle.
No
mother. Maybe even a pastor, whatever.
Mhlambe no pastor.
Who will always say, my brother, when you get here, don't do this, but do this. And this one just follows the instruction. Follows the guidance. Follows the advice. The Bible says when they follow that instruction, it is as good as wisdom. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. You see, you don't have the wisdom. You don't know why they are saying don't do this. Or do this. Or focus on this. But you just follow the instruction. Then years later, when you look back, you say, you, thank God I listened to my mother. Thank God I listened to my father. Thank God I listened to my pastor.
See,
the power of instruction. And many young people hate instruction. I'm seeing the older people saying nice amens. Because they don't like it. It's true. They don't like instruction. Not knowing that, you see, this instruction comes with wisdom. This instruction comes with experience. And it will help you avoid many things. And it will give you a chance to be successful in life. A person who is wise loves instruction. A person who is wise loves correction. The Bible tells us that God corrects us because He loves us. There is no parent who loves their child who will watch their child go to destruction. They will intervene. I understand what I'm saying. Thank you, my brothers. Please put your hands together for them. When you have someone in your life who is guiding you, appreciate that person. And stop fighting the guidance. Because it will help you in your tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord one more time. I think I have off-ramp for my message. But all I'm trying to say to you is don't focus on the hard things, difficulties. But focus on the joy that is waiting for you. The joy that is waiting for you. The joy that is waiting for you. The other day, I was watching, normally, I don't think they do it so much. Well, I don't watch TV that much anymore. But normally around the time of Mandela's birthday, they'll play a lot of things on TV about Mandela. And some years ago, I saw, some of these documentaries that they made. And I saw Mandela presidents. White people coming to greet him. When he will say hello, it will be like God has touched them. Any country Mandela was going, anywhere he would go, he's loved by everybody. And I said, wow, this guy's life. But for him to have that joy and that glory, 27 years of suffering. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
So I'm sure what kept him alive is that he could see that South Africa can be free.
South Africa is
and it kept him going. Until he saw it physically. And then that's when he had the joy. But Mandela also could have had a mind. Now I can't handle this prison. And one day when the security opens the door, finds him gone. It means no president would have come to say, hey, Mandela,
we're so happy.
He would have never seen it. You have to learn to see the joy that is coming. Don't focus on the problem. And learn to despise the shame. Can I give you one more scripture then we close? Turn your Bibles to the book of Hebrews chapter
1.
And read for me from verse 1. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh,
He first loved me.
Can you help me preach? Can you look at your
name? You know,
as I'm preaching to you, I know you are thinking about your life. And some of you are thinking about what I have to do to change my life. Can I just need you to tap your neighbor at the back and say, my neighbor, don't look at the shame. Don't look at the shame. Think about the joy that's coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Yes, sir. Verse 1.
In the past.
All right, that mic is fighting us.
Oh, how I love Jesus. How I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
It says, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors many times and in many ways through the prophets. Verse 2. But in the last days, he has spoken to us through his Son. He is the one through whom God created the universe, the one whom God has chosen to possess all things at the end. Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
He reflects the brightness of God's glory and is the exact likeness of God's own being, sustaining the universe with his powerful word. After achieving forgiveness for human sins, he sat down in heaven at the right hand side of God, the supreme power.
Mm-hmm.
The Son was made greater than the angels, just as the name that God gave him is greater than theirs. For God never said to any of his angels.
All right, do you have another version? That version is not saying what I wanted to say.
King James.
Yes. What verse were you reading? The last verse?
Verse 4, I believe.
Read 3 and 4.
Verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, mm-hmm. when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name.
The Bible says that Jesus, by inheritance, obtained a more excellent name. You know, I read that and it amazed me. The Bible says that Jesus inherited his name. Now, when you think about the name of Jesus, the dead have been raised because of that name. Sick people have been healed because of that name. Miracles have happened because of that name. And all these things will continue to happen in that name. It's a real powerful name. I once heard of a story. To cut the long story short, this guy who was telling the story, he joined Satanism. And he rose in the ranks to the point where he was invited to meetings where Satan would be there. It's a true story that I'm telling you. And one day they were having a meeting and they were discussing how they're going to destroy the church and what have you. And this guy, he said, you know, every time I go to these churches to destroy them, they're always talking about someone who's coming. And they said, who? And the guy said, Jesus. And when he said Jesus, Satan fell down, demons fell down, fallen angels, everyone fell down. And they went to him and said, never say that name again. Do you hear?
Hey,
what a powerful name. Jesus. What a powerful name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, it was interesting to me that the Bible says he inherited the name. When he was born, even before he was born, his mother was pregnant. And an angel came. And the angel told the mother, you must name the child Jesus. The child was born. He was running around. I'm sure be puma na mafini la gonke.
Maybe.
Jesus, come here.
Jesus was ala.
No demon was falling.
Aliki demonela liwa.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
But the Bible says he has inherited
God,
that name. He grows, he's moving, he's working with his father, he's a carpenter. Jesus, run, go fetch the tools.
Jesus,
nothing, nobody knows him. The name is nothing. Up until this man dies. And on the third day, he resurrected in power. Now, when you say in the name of Jesus, suddenly there's power. Hey. And I said, wow. Now, this thing is very serious. It may be that you and I have inheritance from God. And in God's eyes, we are great. But we are walking around and we don't know. Because the power of the inheritance only comes into effect when you go through something. Read for me Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to verse 11. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Philippians chapter 2, from verse 5.
Yes.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him a form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
He became obedient even unto death, the death on the cross. Yes.
Verse 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him.
Wherefore? What does wherefore mean? What does it mean? Therefore, because of this, do you understand? God has what?
Highly exalted.
Highly exalted him. Because of what he's gone through. His death. His trials. His troubles. The Bible says, therefore, wherefore, because of this, God has exalted him, lifted him up. Continue.
And have given him a name.
And have given him the name. Remember, he's inherited this name.
Which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ he is. Arima shandara mandura bashandala daya. You see, the name had power. Because of what he went through. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. It is because of what he went through. It's because he despised the shame. It's because he humbled himself. It's because he endured the cross. He survived difficult times. He survived hard times. He went through them. The Bible says, because of this, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name. That at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess that he is Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we have inheritance from God. But sometimes, it looks like God has not favored us. But for you to see the glory of the inheritance, you have to go through something. You have to survive something. You must. You have to humble yourself. You have to go through shame and despise it. That even if people talk about me, it's okay. I'm going to get where I'm going. I'm going to finish my school. I'm going to build the house of God. It's only then that the scriptures will manifest in your life. Because of this, God will highly exalt you. Will highly exalt you. Put your hands together for Jesus and give him glory. Never laugh at the person who doesn't seem like they are anything. You never know what God is busy doing. Eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those whom he loves. So God doesn't make a huge show while he's preparing you. People will look down on you while he's preparing you. They will see you as a nothing while he's working on you. You never look down at somebody because you don't know what God is busy with. Hallelujah. I prophesy over your life that as God is strengthening you inside, you will survive storms. You will see the other side of any storm. God will go with you through every storm and you will see the end of it all. And at the end of it all, you will walk in his glory. You will walk in his power in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. Keep giving him praise. Give him glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.